program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Because your feet are too big. go down to the bottom. Better watch the way you act. If you mess with them honky babies, you might never make it back. You get into trouble, the best you can do is lose. Because them honky-tonky babies give you them honky blues. I went to the honky week ago today. Saw my little baby and I couldn't get away. She stole my money, brand new hat and shoes. Yeah, them honky-tonky babies give me them honky blues. I drink a half a pint of whiskey, a half a pint of gin. Saw my honky-tonky baby talking with some other man. I really felt mistreated, my baby about to lose. Yeah, them honky-tonky babies give me them honky blues. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, those were the ambassadors giving us honky tonk. I think it's Honky Tonk Mamas. Good morning, and welcome to the Lark in the Morning. It's Friday, May 5th, and currently 5:45 in the morning. It's early, early, but you know the sun is starting to shine a little bit out there. Before the ambassadors, we were hearing the Great Excelsior Jazz Band out of Washington somewhere. And we heard a classic from a bygone era, Your Feet's Too Big. And Joan Crane, from her album Dirt Pusher's Blues, we heard Deep River Blues, which was originally popularized by the Delmore Brothers. Okay, well, let's see. We're a little bluesy this morning. Let's go on with Roy Bookbinder.
Well, the church bells are ringing, secretary's singing, the priest is preaching, you can hear the sister shout, the children in the pulpit, and my mama's trying to learn a song. That low-down, dirty deacon just stole my gal and gone. I done more for you, woman, way last winter. Scuffle through the summer, remember last fall. More for your woman than the good Lord had ever done. Now you're fussing about your good hair, the Lord will never give you none. Well, hand me back the hat I bought you, the coat and waist, bring the shawl I bought you, mama, bring the shoes and all, cause if you don't like your daddy, got no right to carry on the store. Now hand me back that wig I bought you, let your doggone head go bald. I can't be no bank boss, mama, no superintendent, can't clerk in no commissary, ain't gonna work on no tipple, cause I promise a good Lord I'm gonna not to haul no coal. I'm gonna hang around the country and try to sell some jelly roll. She wouldn't fix me no breakfast, make me no lunch, scoff about my supper and she kicked me out of door. She had the nerve to ask me would a matchbox hold my clothes. She had the nerve to ask me would a matchbox hold my clothes. But well, my mama's got a hatchet, my sister's got an axe, my brother's got some shepherds, and her daddy's got some hounds. Some of these crazy temple women is something like a peas in brown. Well, I'm new in town, I guess I'll go the whole way around. I says the church bells are ringing, secretary's singing, the preacher's preaching, you can hear the sisters shout, the children in the pulpit, my mama's trying to learn a song. That low-down, dirty deacon stole my gown, gone.
Fire out. You left me, babe.
advice. I'm gonna look around and find me somebody that's really nice. Well, perhaps a banker's daughter, and if her papa's a cuss, well, I hope to do to her what her papa does to us. And we'll have a fancy shack and a fancy Cadillac, and she'll be studying to be a nymphomaniac. And we'll have a little rye, and we'll play a little gin. We'll have another rye, and we'll play a little gin. And then we'll have another rye, just to get a little blow. Have another rye, just to make the conversation flow. And then we'll have another rye, and we'll play a little gin. We'll have another rye, and we'll tune the music in. And then we'll have another gin, and we'll play a little rye. And we'll suddenly realize that we're getting kinda high. And so we'll turn the lights down low to keep the bulbs from getting hot. And we'll play a little game called
Yes?
No. Why not? But tonight I think I'm gonna find me something swell, so I can wake up in the morning miserable as hell. Now when butter costs a dollar, bread costs more than cake, come back soon, cause think of what a gal like you could make. Yes, come back, baby.
Of you. There's one kind favor I ask of you. One kind favor I ask of you. See that my grave is kept green. My heart stopped beating and my hands are cold. My heart stopped beating, my hands are cold. My heart stopped beating, and my hands are cold. It's a sad, sad day for my soul. Six white horses in a line. Six white horses. Thank you. a long, long road that's got no end. A long, long road that's got no end. Long, long road that's got no end. Bad wind that never blows well. Kind favor that I'll ask of you. One kind favor I will ask of you. One kind favor I will ask of you. See that my grave is kept green.
Those were the West Maryland Highballers, a record that I spent years literally trying to find ever since I discovered its existence here in the KBOO library. And what did we hear there? See that my grave is kept clean, with Bob Coltman doing the vocal on that. And we heard Do Lord Remember Me with Jerry Markham. Oh, pardon me. Same as number one. Da, 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 da. Who's doing the vocal there? Oh, Joe Bussard. Jumpin' Joe Bussard. Okay, and let's see. Before that, we heard Don McLean from an album he released a long time ago called Solo. I think it was recorded live in Australia. And what did we hear before that? Oh, yeah, we heard Roy Bookbinder with the Church Bell Blues. Well, it's just a minute past 6 o'clock. You're tuned into KBOO 90.7 FM, broadcasting from our studios here in, I guess you'd call it inner city Portland, 20 Southeast 8th. We also broadcast as K220HR 91.9 FM in our translator in Hood River, and K264AA 100.7 FM, the translator we have in Corvallis. Also streaming on the web at www.kbu.fm. Okay, well, let's see. What have we got? We've got some, well, it's some Woody Guthrie and Sonny Terry queued up.
Well, I guess there's lots of things can happen to you on this old train gang. It's pretty bad. Have to live all your life with a chain around your leg, but I ain't quite as bad as that old Spike Lee. He ended up on the end of the hangman. Spike Lee was a bad man. Everybody knows. Spent about $100. Just one suit of clothes. He was a bad man. That mean old Spike Lee. Spike Lee and Billy the Lion fighting on the floor. Spike Lee pulled the trigger. That smoking 44. He was a bad man. His name is Spike Lee. Oh, Billy the Lion, Spike Lee, please don't take my life. I've got two little babies and garments on my wife. You're a bad man. Your name is Spike Lee. Well, what I care about two little babies, darling, love and wife. You done stole my stuff and had my bound to take your life. I'm a bad man. My name is Spike Lee. I'm gonna hang your body up and set your spirit free, cause you're a bad man. Your name is Spike Lee. He was standing on his gallows, kid with a pine. 12 o'clock we killed him. I was mad to see him die. He was a bad man.
I've seen the glory of the theories of Freud. He has taught me all the evils that my ego must avoid. Repression of the impulses will make you paranoid as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Glory, glory, now we can be free as the id goes marching on. Oh, sad is a masochism. The vagaries of sex have turned half the population into total nervous wrecks. But your analyst can cure you long as you can pay the checks as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Glory, glory, now we can be free as the id goes marching on. You may drown your superego in a flood of alcohol and go running after women till you're just about to fall. You may think you're having fun, but you're not having fun at all as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Glory, glory, now we can be free as the id goes marching on. Do you find your lonely bed at night as chilly as a tomb, and you curl up neath the blankets like a worm in a cocoon? It's not temperature that moves you, but a longing for the womb as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Glory, glory, now we can be free as the id goes marching on. There was a man who thought his friends to him were all superior, and this complex he imagined made life drearier and drearier, till his analyst assured him that he really was inferior, and the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Glory, glory, now we can be free as the id goes marching on. Is your body plagued by aches and pains that you can't understand? Floating kidneys, ingrown toenails, compound fractures, trembling hands. Here's a secret of your trouble. You're in love with your old man as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Glory, glory, now we can be free as the id goes marching on. Freud's mystic world of meaning needn't have us mystified. It's really very simple what the psyche tries to hide. A thing's a phallic symbol if it's longer than it's wide, and the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Teacher, hit me with the ruler. We'll hit him on the bean with a rotten tangerine. March on, second grade, march on.
Out upon the mountain when my breath leads me, say here lies a rolling stone, but this man lies here free.
Way out west, the sky's the limit, your heart and mind are free. There's a world with no cares in it, and that's where I want to be. Way out west, the sky's the limit, your heart and mind are free. There's a world with no cares in it, and that's where I want to be.
Would you lay in the middle with me and listen to the mountain breeze blowing through the poplar trees. Would you love me tonight, my sweet Kentucky girl? To an end, an old man's life is spent. The love you gave forsaken, I regret and I repent. If just once more I could see the tears from your Kentucky eyes, as blue as pennyroyal on blue Kentucky skies. Would you love me tonight in the moonlight? Would you lay in the meadow with me and listen to the mountain breeze blowing through the poplar trees? Would you love me tonight, my sweet Kentucky girl?
Well, that's local band, or local X-band, perhaps it is. Deja Blue with Sweet Kentucky Girl. And before that, what did we hear? We heard Brad Lefwich and Linda Higginbottom out of Ohio doing Alexander's Ragtime Band. And the one before that, it's hard to tell who's actually doing the singing because it's on one of those National Geographic compilation albums called Westward Ho. But it might be someone named Billy Ray Reynolds Gove. And anyway, the title of the song was, of course, Oregon. We heard John Greenway singing about psychotherapy and the id marching on. And we started off with Woody Guthrie and Sonny Terry doing Stack-O-Lee. Oh, I should have had some weather for you. Oh, well. I'll get that in a few minutes. Let's see, where are we going next? Well, let's hear a little bit from Paul Brown and Mike Seeger.
It was on one Sunday evening, just about the hour of three, when my darling started leaving to sail on the deep blue sea. Promised to write a letter, he promised to write to me, and I haven't heard from a darling who sails on the deep blue sea. My mother is dead and buried, my papa's forsaken me, and I have no one to love me but the sailor on the deep blue sea. Captain, can you tell me? Can you tell me where he may be? Oh, yes, my little lady, he is drowning in the deep blue sea. And relations.
I'm going to end my troubles by drowning in the deep blue sea.
There's a bear on yon hill, and he is a fine fellow. He's plenty in store, and he lives at his ease. All he wants is a wife, and he traveled all over to find a companion his fancy to please. As he was a patting, and a blattin' down on the banks of the riverside. As he was a patting, he met with a possum, and kind, loving compliments had for her there. Oh, dearest possum, where are you going? It is a cold and a blustery day. If you will go with me, oh, how I'll love you. I'll take you to my den, love, and there you may stay. Well, to all of these compliments, possum lie grinning, and then returned to her lover and did say, I'll take you to my uncle on the banks of the river, and if he is willing, with you I'll agree. So the bear and the possum, they padded together till they come to the banks of the riverside. He says, Uncle Raccoon, I'm a-courtin' your possum, and if you are willing, I'll make her my bride. Well, the match was struck, and all things were made ready, and the couple was joined on the very same day. All the wildcats and the gators were invited as waiters. The preacher was a panther, I've heard people say. There's a bear on yon hill, and he is a fine fellow, and to make a good living he never fails. All his kids are part possum, the only bears on the mountain that hang from the trees on their long skinny tails.
In my heart's blood, should wallow. I beat them all, both great and small. I carried the day amongst them. Fight on, brave boys, such prizes now. Don't yield until you win them. I had her not for house and land. I had her not for treasure. I had her for a right goodwill. And now she's mine forever. The pretty little miss I love so well. They call her Rainbow Ella.
Was Margaret Nelson of, what is her, Phil Cooper, that's her partner's name on that stuff. And Paul Geltz also, Goals, helping on these. It's an album called What Fond Delight. And, of course, that was Barbary Allen. Had a little bit of scrambling there because, as sometimes happens with self-produced albums, the cuts are not in the order listed. So, oh well. Before that, Margaret MacArthur doing Locks and Bolts, playing the MacArthur harp alongside it. We heard Merritt Herring talking about or singing about The Bear on Yon Hill. And Paul Brown and Mike Seeger were doing I Have No One to Love Me But the Sailor on the Deep Blue Sea. Well, in half an hour, you'll be hearing the KBOO morning news. And coming up on the news, we have these headlines. A redevelopment project for Portland's Urban Renewal Agency does not have to pay minimum wages to construction workers. The United States is due to appear before the United Nations Committee on Torture. And the United States, Britain, and France press for sanctions against Iran if it refuses to halt uranium enrichment. Today's Portland area weather, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, and then mostly cloudy overnight, lows 45 to 50. Okay, well, let's, as you know, it has turned into May, and I wanted to play something from this John Roberts and Tony Berend CD called To Welcome in the Spring. And we're going to hear The Month of May. That's going to be followed by a couple of little interesting ones having to do with South America. Just to give you a foreshadowing there.
It was in the pleasant month of May, in the springtime of the year, and down by yonder meadow there runs a river clear. See how the little fishes, how they do sport and play, causing many a lad and many a lass to go there a-making hay. Then in comes the scytheman that meadow to mow down, with his old leathered bottle and the ale that runs so brown. There's many a stout and a labouring man goes there his skill to try. He works, he mows, he sweats, he blows, and the grass cuts very dry. Then in comes both Tom and Dick with the pitchforks and their rakes, and likewise black-eyed Susan, the hay all for to make. There's a sweet, 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 and a jug, 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 how the harmless birds do sing from the morning to the evening as we were a haymaking. It was just that one evening as the sun was a-going down, we saw the jolly piper come a-strolling through the town. There he pulled out his tabor and pipe, and he made the valleys ring. So we all put down our rakes and forks, and we left off a-haymaking. We call it for a dance, and we tripped it along. We danced all round the haycocks till the rising of the sun. When the sun did shine such glorious light, and the harmless birds did sing, each lad he took his lass in hand and went back to his haymaking.
I've never sailed the Amazon, I've never reached Brazil, but the Don and the Magdalena, they can go there when they will. Yes, weekly from Southampton, great steamers white and gold go rolling down to Rio, roll down to Rio. I'd like to roll to Rio someday before I'm old. I've never seen a jaguar, nor yet an armadillo. A dillo in his armor, and I don't suppose I will. Unless I go to Rio, these wonders to behold, go rolling down to Rio,
roll down to Rio. I'd like to go to Rio someday before I'm old. I'd like to go to Rio, roll really down to Rio. I'd like to go to Rio someday before I'm old.
There's a danger zone, a stranger zone. Then the little plot I walk on that I call my home. Full of eerie sights, weird and scary sights. Every vicious animal that creeps and crawls and bites. On the Amazon, the prophylactics growl. On the Amazon, the hypodermics howl. On the Amazon, you'll hear a scarab scowl and sting. Zodiacs on the wing, all the stalactites and vicious vertebrae haunt the stalagmites, while laryngitis slay all the parasites that come from Paraguay in the spring. Snarling equinox among the rocks will seize you. And the Fahrenheit comes out at night to freeze you. While duodenum are lurking in the trees and the jungles swarm with green apostrophes, oh, the Amazon is calling me. On the Amazon, the Pax vobiscum bite. On the Amazon, the epiglottis fight. On the Amazon, the hemispheres at night all sleep, where the agnostics drink all the hippodromes that lie concealed in mud. Join the metronomes that live in swamp and flood. Then the Kodachromes come out and drink their blood, poor geeks. While velocipedes among the weeds will scare, and the menopause with hungry jaws ensnares you. Frenzied adenoids infest the hills and slopes, everyone avoids the deadly stethoscope. So the Amazon is calling, yes, the Amazon is calling, oh, the Amazon is calling me.
We'll take our break for about 10 minutes, all right?
Oh, a song I've always loved, On the Amazon, from Don McLean, from his solo album. And before that, what did we hear? We heard, Dave Weber and Annie Fentiman doing Rio, which is sort of a reworking of a, what do you call it? I'm losing my, Rudyard Kipling, that's who we're talking about here. And Peter Bellamy wrote the tune to that. And John Robertson, Tony Barrand doing the month of May. Well, it's 6:40 and time for the calendar here. I've got it up on the Adobe Reader on the adjacent screen here. Today is Friday, May 5th, and let's see what's going on this weekend. Well, this evening there is a Portland Sacred Harp. Whoop, we need some music here. What the heck are we doing? Let's do something here from Tarka, Even Odd Bird. This is an album from some people that my wife and I heard up at Folklife a while back. Okay, there we go. The Portland Sacred Harp Singers will be singing in the community room of People's Co-op, 3029 Southeast 21st, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. this evening. Songbooks are provided, no experience necessary. If you want more information, you can call Meg at 503-282-6004. Oh, let's see, there's an Irish Song Circle at the Friendly House Community Center, 26th and Northwest Thurman. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. This evening, there's also a First Friday English Country Dance at the Burlingame Water Tower. If you want more information, you can call Carmen Dorsch at 503-287-8468. There's also a storytelling event. The Portland Storytellers Guild have a potluck and story swap this evening. This is a free event. Bring an entree to the community room of Kennedy School. That begins 6 o'clock this evening. Oh, let's see. Tomorrow, Saturday the 6th, Folk Songs and Sing-Alongs with Cindy Turtledove from 6 to 8 p.m. And that's at the Hunter's Run Community Room, 16095 Northwest Schendel Avenue in Beaverton. It's across from the leasing office, just off 158th, north of Walker Road, behind Fred Meyer's. There's also a PCDC special contra dance at Fulton Community Center tomorrow evening with caller Eric Weberg and music from the Avant Gardeners. Come all the way from Virginia for this event. And, I don't have any additional information. I know there's a hotline that the Contra Dance folks have, but I can't tell you that. On Sunday, the Sacred Harp Singers are singing from 4 to 6 p.m. at Enter Being, 1603 Northeast Alberta Street. Songbooks provided, no experience necessary. Also, on Sunday, the OBA Jam is at the Portland Audubon Society from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's 5151 Northwest Cornell Road. Also, there's a new bluegrass old-time music jam at Zebrin's Deli, 320 Pioneer in Ridgefield, Washington. Let's see, looking ahead at the week. Now, there's old-time music on Monday at Alberta Street Public House, Northeast 10th and Alberta. That's from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. And 21 and over, please. Let's see, there's a Contra and Ethnic Jam at It's a Beautiful Pizza on Monday, which is 3341 Southeast Belmont. And everyone's welcome. They use the Portland Collection books from Sue Songer, and they also use whatever participants bring as sheet music. Sounds like fun. Also on Monday nights, there's a Portland Folk Music Society Monday Night Song Circle, and it's being hosted by Rebecca Parker at 941 Southeast Bidwell. And potluck begins at 6, singing at 7:30 to 9:30. Information, 232-3835. Well, let's see. Coming up in the not-too-distant future, you might want to look into the Vancouver Folk Song Society Summer Retreat. That's Camp Alexandra, Crescent Beach. And if you want to find out about that, you can go to www.geocities.com/vfss.geo/retreats.html. If you want to get that URL, call me back here after 7 o'clock, and I'll give it to you. Okay, well, let's call that a wrap on the calendar.
Well, there's a man there living in a cardboard box, and he's checking out the weather, hoping it don't rain too hard. You know, down around this part of town, it's a perilous life to be living without a membership card. Yeah, and it's hustle for hustle, it's hand to mouth. It's an easy hole to get into, but it's so hard to get out. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. Well, there's a teenage girl with a baby boy and a great big monkey on her thin little back. She's looking down the alleyway for some kind of love. Seems like her whole life just keeps slipping through that concrete crack. Yeah, and it's tease for tease. It's a trap set to fall. Won't be no memorial when she goes, just some spray paint on the wall. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. Well, now there's somebody's grandmother living on memories and stretching out that Social Security just as far as it'll go. You know, I always thought you were supposed to take care of your old people. Well, I guess that shows how much I know. Yeah, and it's lonely for lonely. You know, it's so far from grace. They say if you ain't in with the cash flow, well, you're just taking up space. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. Now I see those long limousines gliding. They got millionaires inside them. Oh, and they look so fine. They'll play for a taxpayer fool and make a good clean killing almost every time. Yeah, and it's dollar for dollar. Ooh, you can hear that cash register sound. You know that sports spectacular. Well, that's the finest game in town. Shadow on the promised land, shiver in the winter, freezing in the empty space. Seems like nobody really cares about anybody else anymore if you ain't got a lot of money or a pretty face. Yeah, and it's slander for slander. You know, it cuts like a knife. This ain't no game we're playing. This is real life. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball. And all they want to talk about at City Hall is how to build a better building to play baseball, baseball.
October, and the cold wind's beginning to blow. Well, it looks like an early winter's a-coming, for the rain is turning to snow. Well, I'm driving the road down to Faribault today with a truckload of harvested grain. And I'll work the whole day getting it put away. I'll drink a couple, then drive home again. Now Missy, she lives in a big white house that I built her some 30 years back. And I guess she ain't much for the wear and the tear that went into that poor farm girl's back. Well, it's baking her pies and cutting the beans and helping with the milking at dawn. I know she worked hard as me and probably more. I don't know what I'll do when she's gone. The kids have all grown, and two of them live in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And Tommy was thinking of taking the farm till he went in the Navy last fall. Well, I guess I'm pretty happy they grew up okay, though it gets kind of quiet at home. When the work is all done, Missy's upstairs and I'm stoking the fire alone. Now Missy has known for some time that she's sick, though the doctors don't quite know how bad. And I guess I love her more than ever right now when I think of the times that we had. Seems like only last week when we ran the DeSoto into the old river slough, and she was laughing so hard I thought she would cry, and at what damn if ever I knew. I guess maybe it's time that I sold out the farm and moved Missy and me into town. 'Cause I can't afford no new machinery when the price of corn keeps going down. And I can't do the work that I used to do. Lord, it seems like I'm tired half the time. And the boys won't come home to help with the harvest. I guess I can read between the lines. Oh, there once was a time when it was all you could do to keep me from following my dream. But it didn't take long to figure it out. The farming wasn't all that it seemed. And the winter much colder, they say, and Missy, I'm sure, will agree. But I'm not sure that I am the one you should ask. You see, everything seems colder to me.
Getting up early to see the mist still kissing the land, to watch the sunrise the way the great creator planned, to walk the long grass and get my legs all covered with dew. Getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you. Out in the meadow, I see the cows beginning to graze. I watch a crow fly. I see the sun start burning the haze. These summer mornings, there's not a whole lot left to do but getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you. How many times did we greet the morning sun and send the stars off to bedtime one by one? We'd sing Mr. Tambourine Man then. We'd fall into each other's arms again. Getting up early. These days I just can't stay in bed. I make the coffee. An old song runs around my head. Out on the back porch, I've got a long day to get through. Getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early. These days I just can't stay in bed. I make the coffee. An old song runs around my head. Out on the back porch, I've got a long day to get through. Getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you.
Okay, that's Ann Hills there, and Getting Up Early. That's from an album that I got for my birthday called Under American Skies with Tom Paxton and Ann Hills. Before that, John O'Connor singing about Missy and Me, and Jim Page, All They Want to Talk About. Well, that wraps up this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in 2 weeks on the third Friday doing The Lark in the Morning, and I guess at this point, it's stay tuned for the KBOO Morning News.